This is KNPR and KNPR.org. I'm Natalie Ott. He was a rebel in his own right, but his fight was for a better UNLV. His rebel yell will continue to be heard through campus for many years to come.
As the story went, reported by Mark Twain,
in the name of the people of the United States, to whom you bold at arms.
The stage is set in Nevada for the 35th nuclear explosion. Donald Campbell, the fastest man on water on Lake Mead, Nevada.
Be lady tonight.
Robert Maxon was one of the most important and controversial figures in the history of UNLV. He died recently at the age of 89. His influence has long been felt in Nevada and will continue to be. Maxon was born in 1936 in Arkansas. He earned a doctorate in education from Mississippi State University and entered academic administration. He was a dean at Appalachian State University in Auburn, then senior vice president of the University of Houston system. When he was at Houston, Leonard Goodall left the UNLV presidency. Maxon got the job and came to UNLV in 1984. The university was getting over a nasty fight over a new university code that had divided the administration and faculty. Maxon had to do some healing. He showed up everywhere with a bone-crushing handshake and a big smile. Beyond that, though, Maxon was determined to build a bigger and better school. That meant fundraising, and he was a master at it. Private dollars poured into UNLV at previously unseen rates, and they came from prominent Nevadans, ranging from the Thomas and Mack families to Verna Hera. UNLV named its internationally respected hospitality college for her husband, Bill. As Eugene Mooring wrote in his History of UNLV, the president understood the symbiotic relationship between fundraising and creating a quality university, and Maxon pursued both. Maxon noted that UNLV had fewer degree programs than most schools of comparable size. And under his leadership, the number of degree programs mushroomed, including doctoral programs, along with the School of Architecture and the Hank Greenspun School of Communication, as it was then called. New buildings sprouted on campus, including physics and health sciences. Old buildings were fixed up. Maxon also pushed to create more campus housing. UNLV remained largely a commuter campus, but more students now resided there. He didn't get everything he wanted. The law school would come later, but during his 11 years as president, a lot happened. To be fair, there was some controversy as well. It mostly involved athletics, and the biggest battle involved the legendary basketball head coach, Jerry Tarkanian. The NCAA had been after him for years over recruiting violations, which there were. Tarkanian accused the NCAA of being out to get him, for being honest about its more questionable activities, and it was. But the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately upheld the NCAA's requirement that Tarkanian leave the university program for 2 years. Maxon negotiated a deal to delay the penalty, but several incidents came in between. They ranged from the university secretly taping basketball practice to links between the basketball players and Richie the Fixer Perry. Maxon pressured Tarkanian into resigning, and Tarkanian and his allies pressured Maxon to resign as well. He finally left UNLV in 1994. He ended up spending more than a decade as the popular president of Cal State at Long Beach, the school from which UNLV had hired Tarkanian. After that, Maxon headed up a private school, the Sierra Nevada College. The fight with Tarkanian was an unfortunate spectacle, but it shouldn't minimize the fact that thanks to Robert Maxon, UNLV became a much better university. The enthusiasm that he brought to his work and the enthusiasm he engendered still are affecting UNLV and the world beyond it. This is Senator Richard Bryan urging you to join me next time for more Nevada Yesterdays.
Nevada Yesterdays is written by UNLV History Professor Michael Green and is supported by Nevada Humanities. This is KNPR and KNPR.org.